Podcasts are taking off as a way that anyone, anywhere can get their voice heard on the internet. Podcasting's function in giving people a voice could play a large role in its uptake in developing countries. The medium clearly has roots and retains links with traditional radio. The importance of radio in developing countries, particularly in rural areas, is well documented. But it is a one-way medium and doesn't necessarily offer opportunities for local people to get involved. Ben McChesney is head of the International New Technologies Program at the UK-based technology charity Practical Action.
Radio seems a bit too distant, too formal. Radio stations also have a structured and finite broadcasting schedule, allowing little flexibility and limited capacity. At Practical Action, we've found that local enthusiasm for their podcasting is such that the local people asked to be taught how to make audio files, indicating that they felt the podcasts were valuable and that they wanted to use their own voices to communicate.
But how feasible is access to podcasting equipment for the rural poor?
One aspect that makes podcasting more attractive than radio is its relative low cost and logistical ease. You need a license to broadcast over the radio waves, for example, and there are considerable capital costs in equipping a station, however basic. When setting up podcasting projects, we used open source software entirely, so any computer loaded with the extremely low-cost software, a microphone, and some way of recording and saving the information was all we needed.
Practical Action has been working on podcasts for the Cajamarca region of northern Peru since 2006. A poor rural area, most of the people there rely on agriculture for their livelihoods. The project was part of another Practical Action initiative, which set up and maintains 8 local telecenters in the region. These consisted of a telephone and a solar-powered computer providing 2 hours of satellite-derived internet access a day. On one visit, McChesney saw that the telephone was much more popular than the computer. He realized that it was audio, voice, and stories that people used to communicate and share information, rather than text, particularly on a computer. Practical Action's local office in Peru surveyed local people about the type of information they needed to support their livelihoods. Advice on grape cultivation or raising cattle, for example. This information was then gathered from experts and recorded as digital audio files that could be sent to each of the telecenters via the internet. For McChesney, it's about using the appropriate technology to get information to people in specific circumstances.
Strictly speaking, this isn't a podcast, but it's a blend of some new technology, transmitting voice files from central points out to local telecenters with old technology. We're beginning to explore different ways of getting information over to different groups of people, not just people responsible for livelihoods, but for education as well. Girls are often kept away from school because they're doing other things for the family, such as collecting water and feeding cattle. They're walking. What if their lessons are transmitted to them using some audio device so that they can learn while they walk?
And this wouldn't necessarily have to be done using the internet. Where web access is simply not possible, audio files could be delivered physically with other goods –